Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim. If it's your first time listening, welcome to the family. My name is Mr. Jim, and I have three kids, and we love telling stories. And kids like you, you send me your ideas, and I turn them into an awesome adventure. Today's story comes to us from Eliana. Hey, Eliana. She sent me a great idea, and you can too. Just head over to our website, kidshortstories.com. Fill out the form, and you can either get your kid shout out at the end of a story, or maybe I'll use your idea as an awesome adventure. And parents, I know screen time can be challenging, or you don't know what to do during quiet time, but these stories have been life-changing for our family, and I hope they are for you as well. Are you guys ready for today's adventure about a baby unicorn that can't fly? Me too. Let's go. One day, Eliana was sitting in her room reading about how to fly. She was a baby unicorn and hadn't learned how to fly yet, but she was reading as much as she could, trying to get it perfectly right. All right, so if I flap my wings like this and I hold my tail like that, and then maybe this will happen and it'll never work. You see, Eliana was a unicorn, and unicorns can fly, right? Yeah, well, they have to learn how to fly, and she hadn't learned yet. But something that she was really focused on, learning to do it perfectly and not make any mistakes. But do you know something very interesting? She hadn't even tried yet. She was trying to learn in her head how to do it perfectly so that the first time that she tried, she would do it right. But she hadn't tried yet. But don't worry, by the end of the story, something amazing is going to happen. All right, this is not working. I need to talk to an expert. I need to find someone who can teach me the perfect way to fly the very first time. Because there's no way I'm making any mistakes with this, said Eliana. She put on her shoes and off she walked. Remember, most unicorns can fly, but Eliana, she had to walk. So she walked up a mountain. She had heard of a very old wizard. A wizard that was an expert in flying lived high up in this mountain. She was going to go talk to him. Oh, I just have to find the perfect way. I don't like making mistakes. I have to do it right the first time, or maybe someone will laugh at me. Have you ever felt that way before? Like you have to do it perfect the first time, and or else maybe someone will laugh? Yeah, me too. I hope Eliana figures this out. As she continued walking up the trail, she dreamed of flying. She said, "Man, I wish I could fly. It'd be so easier to go up this mountain if I could fly up it instead of walk." You see, unicorns, they have four legs and four hooves, kind of like a horse. And it was hard to climb up a mountain with those hooves. Unicorns were not made and built to walk up a mountain like that. They were made to fly up the mountain. So it took Eliana a very, very long time to get up this mountain. As she passed different creatures along the way up the mountain, some of the creatures were a little confused why the unicorn was walking.
Oh, hello there, said a blue jay. Are you okay? Said the blue jay.
Oh, yes, I'm fine. I'm just going to find the old wizard that lives up this mountain, said Eliana.
Oh, well, why don't you just fly up there like me? Look, you have wings, just like me. Fly, said the blue jay.
That's cool that you can fly. I wish I can do that sometime, but I haven't learned how to do that yet.
Well, just try. Can you flap your wings really fast? I bet it'll work, said the blue jay.
Nah, I don't want to try that yet. I want to make sure that I do it perfectly the first time, said Eliana.
Okay, well, good luck. Bye.
Blue jay took off flying. Oh, I wish I could fly like a blue jay, said Eliana. She continued walking and hiking up the mountain. Oh boy, this is getting hot. It was a really hot day. And then she saw another creature.
Oh, hello.
It was a ginormous eagle.
Hi, hello there.
Hi, my name's Eliana. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Edgar.
Oh, hi, Edgar. You must be a really good flyer. Can you tell me your secrets?
Oh, of course. Well, you just have to believe and you just flap your wings and... well, I don't really remember how I learned. I just now flap my wings. Have you ever tried flapping your wings, little girl?
Said Edgar. Well, not yet. I just want to make sure that I totally understand everything before I try flapping my wings.
Okay, well, good luck to you. I hope you figure it out, because flying is the best thing in the whole wide world.
And off flew Edgar the Eagle. Eliana started to think to herself, maybe I should just try. I don't know, I really don't want that eagle, the blue jay, to laugh at me if I don't do it right the first time. I don't know what to do, I just gotta talk to this wizard. As Eliana finally made it up to the top of the mountain, she saw the wizard there.
Hello, Mr. Wizard, my name's Eliana. I really need help flying. Could you teach me everything you know?
Oh, of course I can. But, all right, well, come sit down.
Eliana sat down and took out a piece of paper and a pencil and started to write everything down that the wizard was talking.
All right. Well, the first thing that you need to do is just try to fly and... see if it works.
Okay, but what do I do to make sure that I fly the first time perfectly? Said Eliana.
Well, I can't promise you that, said the wizard. But after you try the first time, then you'll make a mistake, and that's normal. But then you'll be able to correct that mistake. But without you trying the first time, I won't know what it is that we need to fix. That's just a part of the process, said the wizard.
You mean I have to try it without knowing exactly how it's going to happen perfectly?
Said Eliana.
Oh, you mean you haven't tried yet? Said the wizard.
No, but do you promise you won't laugh? Said Eliana.
Oh, of course I won't laugh, said the wizard.
Eliana stretched out and took a big deep breath. And she, one, two, three.
She started flapping her wings as fast as she could, trying to think about everything she'd learned in all her books. And she got a little off the ground and then crashed back down. Oh no! It didn't work! My life is over!
Eliana started to cry. She thought she would never learn how to fly because she tried everything that she could that she learned.
Oh, that is a great job. Look at what you did, said the wizard. You got very high off the ground the very first time. Much better than my first try.
You mean you didn't fly your first time? Said Eliana.
Oh, definitely not. It took me a very long time. But you see, you're so close. You just need to adjust your tail a little bit to the right, and then it's going to work. Try again.
Eliana stretched out and started flapping her wings as fast as she could and moved her tail to the right, and she got a little higher off the ground, and then she's flying. I did it.
Great job, Eliana, said the wizard.
And that is the day that Eliana, the baby unicorn, finally learned to fly. Have you ever felt nervous about trying something for the first time?
Oh, yes, me too.
And so Eliana, she was so worried about having to do it perfect the first time, it stopped her from even trying. And so if you ever feel that way, if you ever feel like, I don't know if I'll do it right, you have to try the first time. And then learn from the mistake. And then you will fly just like Eliana. The end. Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Keegan and Grace from California, Elodie from England, Finn from Idaho, Vaishnavi from Singapore, Vera and Ryan from Minnesota, Olivier from Miami, Mateo and Miguel from Pennsylvania, Kai and Trey from Vancouver, BC. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his team without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I'll see you next time. Bye.